And a good Thursday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He is Big Joe Dubin, Nashville's media darling. I'm Chase McCabe, Nashville's media guy.
TikTok influencer.
That's Joe. Joe has all the cool titles.
I do not.
I'm the guy that ruined the Titans, according to
a, right?
According to a caller. So that's what I had my claim to fame. So
I do have something more than you do. I have more bankruptcies than Chase, so I win that one too. So thanks, everybody.
That you know of.
It's funny. I have friends that tune into this show every morning at noon.
We appreciate them.
To hear me complain about traffic. And I will again today. I don't know what's going on in the town. I know this weekend is one of the biggest sports weekends ever in Nashville, and I'm not kidding with that. It's huge. Yesterday and today has just been the traffic around town has been next level, and it's crazy, man. So there you go. There's your daily traffic report from me. Welcome.
Well, the funny thing, too, is not only has the traffic been bad, but, like, I've been – when I was driving in today, like, I had a motorcycle that was just weaving in and out of traffic. There was somebody from California in, like, a Toyota RAV4 that thought they were in a NASCAR, you know, Toyota race car. It was wild.
Did you yell at him?
I think I was too impressed of how skilled they were. I mean, sometimes you got to give credit where credit's due.
Yes, you do. You know, what's funny is that, you know, you get flipped off all the time, but my favorite one I ever did was...
Especially by Titans fans.
I cut this lady out, and I didn't mean to. A sweet lady, older lady, and she pulled up next to me, and I was rolling the window down to say, I'm sorry, and she gave me the thumbs down. And I told you that you don't come back from a thumbs down. What comeback do I have with a thumbs down with a sweet old lady? Nothing. I just said, I'm sorry, and drove off.
No, you just, I mean, it's almost like when your mom says, I'm not mad. Disappointed.
Yes!
You feel like you're a foot tall, and you just want to just crawl in your closet and hide.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Like Amy Adams Sharp probably does. She hides in the closet. But we're excited about our show today. We'll preview our high school football game of the week at 1:30. At 2 o'clock, Coach Jeff Fisher going to join us, kind of get his thoughts on things going on in the football world. And he's been through this of becoming an interim head coach, taking over a team midseason. Kind of get his thoughts on that and what goes into it and how you can kind of get your guys bought in a less than a week.
Yeah, not only that, but also what's it like when you do get fired midseason?
Yeah. Right.
As he did with the Rams.
He's been through that.
Yep.
You know, so we'll get his perspective on that. And then Kevin Ingram from Vanderbilt will join us at 1:30. He's done this radio thing for a while. Vanderbilt takes on LSU this weekend. And also tonight, they'll tip off and take on Virginia in basketball for an exhibition game.
Is that it's 2:30. Is that exhibition game the one they don't talk about? Because, you know, they scrimmage people. And you're not allowed to talk about recovery?
Well, no, I mean, we're broadcasting it, so I think this is kind of like a new thing.
Okay.
They're actually having like a preseason. We're going to be broadcasting a couple of different Vanderbilt men's basketball exhibition games, and I believe one women's exhibition game too. But tonight, 6:25 on 94.9 The Fan, you can hear Kevin and company with as they take on Virginia.
That's awesome. And again, LSU Vandy this weekend over at First Bank Stadium, 11 o'clock. LSU rolls in here. They beat South Carolina. They lost to Ole Miss. Vandy lost to Alabama. Had a week off, which should be a fun game. Lionel Messi's in town for Intercoastal Miami?
No, Inter-Miami.
Inter-Miami?
Yeah.
Is it like Inter-Sandman?
No. It's Inter, like inside, not Inter, like walk-in.
I-N.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
I-N-T-E. Yeah.
By the way, I think I've just kind of glossed past this because I don't believe it. But the fact that Vanderbilt is a 2.5-point favorite for 1948, I think, was the last time they were a favorite against LSU.
I also saw a tweet. This is the first time they've ever been favored versus a top 20 team.
Oh, wow. Even better.
So I would love them to beat LSU.
I think they will.
And we can throw our shouldn't say that. We can throw our wave at Brian Kelly and say when he leaves the field on Saturday.
Oh, Brian Kelly, yeah. Just, like, I thought you were saying Brian Callahan. I'm like, what does he have to do with this?
He's already Brian left. Kelly, we could say, sorry, pal, get out of here, man. And then, you know, Messi and that. And then, of course, on Sunday, daddy's home, boys.
So that's going to lead us into our question of the day. And you have a pretty good one, but I just thought of one we should have done.
Oh, no. Throw it out there.
What did Brian Callahan do on his first day, not as the coach?
That's pretty good.
But I like yours. So
what did John Robinson say? He's like, you know, it's like, did he go to Cracker Barrel on that Wednesday?
I think he said Applebee's.
Something.
He went to like Applebee's or something. Yeah. It's just like, whatever. I mean, I feel like with as much of a bleep show as it's been over there, that if I'm him, I would just walk in and be like, honey, I got fired. Oh, no, that's terrible. Yep. Well, I'm going to go work on the lawnmower.
You know what?
Just do something
normal. I like this. Why don't we table the Vrabel question, because we'll be at Boston Commons tomorrow.
So we can do it tomorrow, yeah.
In East Nashville, we have a bunch of Patriots fans are coming. It's like all the Boston's coming to town this weekend. They're going to Boston Commons. We'll be over there tomorrow in East Nashville from noon to 3. Stop by and say hi. So we'll do our Vrabel. We got a great Vrabel question. We'll do that. But I like yours for today. What did Brian Callahan do on his first day off? What did he do? That's a better question.
It's presented by Aries Tactical. Your safety, your skill, your Aries Tactical. Check them out at ariestactical.com. What did Brian Callahan do on his first day off? I think he like sat down and drank a beer and just like was kind of like,
I need more substance than that.
I am done.
I think he went to a lake to feed the ducks and yell at them.
In his shorts with his socks pulled up too high.
went and yelled at them, I think, because that is therapeutic for me. So I think he went.
You yell at the ducks?
To the lake, yeah. We would do it. When I was in junior college, there was like 10 of us would go to this huge pond. They had all these ducks, and we would throw bread at them. We would do plays, and they would take off and go after them. And it was a lot of fun to do that. But, yeah, it's a I think maybe he went to the pond and fed the ducks, and I don't know. But our audience has got good takes for us. We got yelled at.
We did.
Oh, we'll see. Now, this one will be three times as loud.
It's fine.
So, that's what we want to know. 615-737-1025. What did Brian Callahan do on his day off Tuesday?
615-737-1025. He flew to Cincinnati and had that skyline chili. That's from 2518. Let's see. Jess says, Google what someone would do on their first day out of a toxic relationship. Breathe, meditate, thank the Lord that you believe in, all of those.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, that's great.
7367 says he cried in his piles of money he'll earn doing nothing.
Yeah, that I was going to say, he met with his accountant and said, these checks are good, right, for another 3 years? Just making sure. Here's my direct deposit, my new one. Just making sure that's good to go.
Troy says he went on coaching jobs on Sports Tinder swiping right. That'd be funny if they had a Tinder for fired football coaches. Hey, James Franklin's on here. What's up, buddy?
Oh, God, he is, isn't he? All that money he's getting on there.
You know he's going to weasel his way back. If Florida hires him, I would not be shocked.
Peter Burns for SEC Network had the best tweet today. He said, there's not a better football team in the country than when Billy Napier's job is on the line. I mean, they win all these games. Like, this is the weekend they're going to fire him, and then they go out and they beat Texas and they win games.
I think at this point, just finish the season.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I think at this
point. Are you going to get better? Franklin's not even better. He's not going to do anything.
No, but his
– that runs out.
His shtick would work there.
For a little bit, and then
sure.
It runs out.
That's all it – look – all it has to do is work for a little bit. Then you get paid to do nothing.
Right. Yeah. Don't bring up Lane Kiffin's name. If Florida fans, if you hire Lane Kiffin, who has done nothing as a head coach, you deserve him. You deserve him.
4704 said, Coach Callahan went to Disneyland, where everybody goes when they get fired.
Do they?
I don't know
that.
B-Man says he's on a three-day bender as we speak. Have you ever seen the What's that movie with Nicolas Cage? Is it Leaving Las Vegas or something where he –
He's a drunk?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
it's like
it.
It's like that. He bugged the bleep out of his wife till she told him to go get another job.
Oh, man.
I guarantee you at least he has a couple of ideas of where he will end up next.
So his first day off would have been Tuesday. And so our good friends at the Roxy Theater in Dixon, they have $5 movies on Tuesday. So he should have just gone to the movies, paid $5, get a huge thing of popcorn and a Coke Zero like I do, and then eat popcorn and belch for about 2 hours in the middle of the theater.
This is hilarious for Mal. I heard he met with Jack, the blamer caller, to discuss his revenge on you and Big Joe.
Yeah, we wield a big stick around here. We tell people what to do.
We do.
For those that are now joining the show, Jack called the show yesterday and blamed Chase for all the problems of the Titans because Chase uses his radio show and puts pressure on the players for the Titans, and it doesn't help. It's a detriment to what they're trying to do. Right. We thought he was kidding, and he doubled, tripled down.
Jeffrey Simmons, I'm putting pressure on you.
Right.
Yeah.
So
by talking about you.
So the thing about Jeffrey Simmons calling J.C. Latham out at practice, and J.C. Latham allegedly got mad, I love this.
No, I do too. I mean, look, he's a leader. Call him out. Greg says Brian played Madden 25 on easy and still lost 21-17.
Oh, man. He couldn't know he could, to go for it. Or one of the guys caught a patch on the pass on the sidelines. And is that a catch? I'm not really sure. But, you know.
He still didn't challenge
it. And don't send us a note about it. Guy got fired. He got fired with millions in the bank. I do not feel sorry for him one bet at all.
No.
Because he got that. But the moment I think I was out on him, a lot of you guys were out on him about the catch in Denver, when he told a national TV audience or the radio, the TV people that it was the Rams game, that he was settling for a field goal, I was done. I was like, did I hear that correctly?
That's not true. You were done when he didn't throw Jeffrey Simmons out of practice last year.
We were there.
You
can attest to that.
Yeah. That's when – that was the first time I was like, oh, no. And I've asked several coaches, Jeff Fisher being one of them, if that had happened and you were the coach, I'd have thrown him out.
Yep.
He'd have been in the locker room.
Albert Haynesworth started that nonsense, and Fisher's like, uh-uh.
Yep.
Not on my watch.
Not so fast, my friend. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We're live today at the Nashville Hotel here at Bar Lines. Continue to take your calls and texts on our question of the day and much more. That's coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni, 102.5 The Game.
Well, I want to say that I wouldn't take this job, not because of Amy, but because of you and those like you. You just complain about everything. There is nothing that they can do right. You wanted the coach fired. They just fired, and now you want to – I'm not going to say it over the radio, but –
What, do you get a buyout now that you're quitting or being let go?
Yeah, no, I'm being let go by the Titans. Not by the radio station, by the Titans.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify that.
Jack would like to see you gone. And me, I'm being your sidekick. I guess I've been let go too as well.
Yeah, we're negotiating. That was Jack yesterday. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Thursday. We're live at Bar Lines at the Omni Nashville Hotel. I mean, we're on a roll right now.
We're
getting yelled at about the Titans and things being loud, all that.
And Jack, listen to this, because tomorrow, Chase and I, we're traveling more than your average NBA player. Because tomorrow, the Chase and Big Joe show is on the move again. Come join us tomorrow, noon to 3 at Boston Commons on Woodland Street in East Nashville. Look, that's the go-to place. Enjoy some of the finest New England-inspired cuisine in Nashville. It's also where all the Patriot fans gather to watch their favorite team. And who's coming to town this weekend?
Mike Vrabel.
And the New England Patriots. Come join us Friday at Boston Commons. We're giving away a lot of Preds tickets, too, but you got to come there and see us and so much more. Noon to 3, Boston Commons on Woodland Street in East Nashville. We are looking forward to that tomorrow. Now, I know I'm going to be on Fox 17 tomorrow at 7:15, talking about the big weekend.
Humble
you
brag.
Are doing – I'm bringing this together.
Oh, I know.
You're going to be doing New England Sports Network.
Yes, I will be on NESN, as they call it, at 7:30 Central Time tomorrow, talking about Vrabel and his return here.
Will you please wear I don't like saying what other people call it, a tank top T-shirt. Will you wear that? Oh. Will you please
I don't like
wear
calling that either. Yeah.
And spit into like a dip, like into a cup. Do every single stereotype we have in Nashville. Every one of them.
Cowboy hat.
All of them.
Okay.
Toothpick.
Toothpick hanging out, talk like well, you know, Vrabel, when he was here, I mean, he was a damn good coach, but he ticked off a lot of people, including that owner.
I'm telling you do that, it'll be all over the place. We had this redneck on in Nashville, and you're just sitting there in your chair.
Yeah, Amy didn't like none of that coming up there to New England saying that he ain't never seen a place like this.
Your whole talk is all double negative. ain't nothing up there in New England.
I mean, Tennessee Titans, they're like a country song, man. I mean, you want to drink, you want to cheat, you want to do it all.
You drive your truck and dive into the river. What time can we see this?
7:30.
Is that Central or Eastern time?
Central.
Okay.
Yep. So I guess 8:30 up there.
Okay. But is that where it is up there?
Up yonder.
Please do that for us. Just one time, man.
I've been on with one of the hosts on some other things before, so should be good. I don't know how, like, why Boston likes having me on, but it's been fun. Like, I've,
for you.
You know, I've enjoyed it.
Right.
And they were fascinated when Vrabel was the coach. They were fascinated with him down here because I think everybody knew in their heart of hearts at some point he'd be the coach of the Patriots.
Right, yeah.
Like, I even knew that. Like, I was like, you know, one day, like, when Belichick's done, that's kind of like, you know, Lane Kiffin leaving Tennessee and going to USC. Like, that was probably going to happen at some point. And I think that's why she fired him when he said those comments, because she knew that.
I think it absolutely set bad with her and that, you know, hey, we'll discuss it at the end of the season, and then he was gone. But that's the thing is that, you know, him come. This is a game we all circled back in May. All of us did. And now you come to town and Callahan's gone. It's a disarray. He's got the Patriots are in first place for the first time since December of 2019. So they're rolling. I mean, they beat the Bills, beat the Saints on the road. Now they can come to Nashville and play the Titans.
Yep.
So it'll be fun because the most annoying, fun, obnoxious fans in the world are Boston fans. They are so much fun, but they are so annoying. And tomorrow at Boston Commons, we're expecting a bunch of them to show up tomorrow, and I can't wait to talk to them.
There's a
love it.
I was trying to find, like, a funny clip to use in a promo, and there's a Family Guy episode where I guess Stewie, you know, his voice changes, and so he has a Boston accent, and everybody's scared of him. And he's doing show and tell in his kindergarten class. And he's just talking with his Boston accent of like, yeah, I got like a lighter here and I got like a bloody shoe and like all this stuff.
Have you ever seen the movie The Town? Ben Affleck, Bankrupt. Yeah. I mean, it's such a good movie. Like Jeremy Renner got nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
I like Jeremy Renner.
And that whole movie is just full of Boston accents. And it's such a good movie. Ben Affleck directed it, and it was on the other night, and the Boston accent is just wonderful because they're arguing about the Red Sox, and, you know, that even goes back to Good Will Hunting. But I'll tell you, the most obnoxious, fun fan base are Boston fans, all of them.
615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. One thing I'm curious of now that – you know, they've made this change. It's all about the quarterback. And there's got to be improvement with Cam Ward and with the quarterback. Here was Cam Ward yesterday on how do things change now that Callahan is out.
Multiple times that you wanted to work with Brian long term and have him here for the duration of your career as much as possible. But how does this change for you that now that the change has been made?
I think from a day-to-day process, it really doesn't change anything. Not only from myself to the other players on the team, we still have our routines, the install, the game plan that we go through. Nothing really changed. I think the biggest thing is just you feel for them just because, like, what he's done for me to get to this point, just through the draft prep, through the off-season training camp work, you know, how he's helped me get to this point. And so I feel for him, but, I mean, just from a process standpoint, nothing changes for us.
What's going to be interesting is, because I believe that, I mean, like, you know, he was your first head coach in the NFL. You obviously had that relationship. But is there going to be a point, and he'll never say this publicly, is there going to be a point where, whether it's with Mike McCoy or whoever the full-time coach is going to be, where he just has that moment where he goes, holy cow, this is so much better?
I don't know. Look.
I mean, you hope that that happens.
He was at Incarnate Word, then this Washington State for 2 years, then the Miami. So
he's change, used to this.
Change is nothing new for Cam Ward, right? Now, I do think he's gotten a little lazy. I mean, his throwing off his back. I know he was like, Paul, do you have an example? No, we saw you throw off your back foot the last couple of weeks. But I think if now, maybe Callahan wasn't right for him. And so maybe it will be something that change is happy for him and good for him. But we'll see on Sunday. I mean, there's a lot of pressure on this football team on Sunday. Vrabel's coming there. All eyes on the new coach, interim coach. Callahan's gone. Is Cam Ward built for Sunday? We'll find out.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit. I don't think there is as much pressure as maybe we initially thought, because now the move's done. Like, you're not going to you fire the coach. And that's the biggest move that you can really make in season, is firing the head coach. Cam Ward's not going to get benched. If they do that, then they've ruined him.
Yeah, no.
I mean, you've made your commitment now, so I don't think that that's going to happen. But now it's just kind of like, look, let's just go out and play.
Yeah.
I mean, so to me, I think there's more pressure on Vrabel, because everybody thinks Vrabel's going to come in here and just open up a can.
Look. It's funny. Davis Nolan just tagged us in the weather forecast.
Yeah.
This describes Vrabel to a T. The forecast for Sunday: showers, storms leaving, windy, and cooler. That's a Mike Vrabel forecast. Showers, storms leaving, it's going to be windy and cooler.
Yep.
High of 68 during the game. There you go.
615-737-1025. Kenny the Mailman is on with us now. Kenny, what's up?
Hey, Joe, I'm not too happy with Chase.
It's my
fault. Stand in line.
It's my fault.
You know what happened? You remember yesterday I announced I was on Team Joe? You remember?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
He called my boss and got pressure on me to get me fired.
I know. He left for about an hour.
It's because you wouldn't drop that mail in the puddle like I asked.
I know it. But, hey, I'm still hanging in there. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but when I hear Hotel California, I love classic rock. I love the classics. Movies, I love Casablanca and Maltese Falcons. When there's classics, you just love them, right?
Yep.
Yesterday, I heard a classic quote from Miss Amy, and when you hear it, that's all you have to hear. I don't know who reported this. I don't know if y'all have heard it yet. When asked about the coaching search, and the reporter said this was from his inside source. The quote was, "Don't you get me scorched." Have y'all heard that?
No.
Look it up. I'm not saying this as a joke. It was not. I was wanting to hear, "Buy me a great coach," or "We're tired of losing," or "Go and find the best person available," or "You're gone." No, you type in the quote and get it, and it says, "Don't you get me scorched." That's all you got to know.
I didn't hear that.
You got to hear
it? No, I didn't hear or see that. No.
Well, look, Kenny the Mailman, if Kenny the Mailman says it, so it's so. Type it in and find out who it's from. And from now on, like when Miss Avery speaks, do me a favor and like quietly behind it play "It's All About Me" by Toby Keith. I think that would really fit. But type that in and get that quote and find out
Kenny,
who it's from.
Kenny, yeah. Before you go, I'm always curious about this. Do you ever sit in your mail truck and read magazines like, I don't know, Guideposts?
Other people's magazines?
Yeah. Do you ever? Because I would.
Ow. My jaw just hit the floor and it hurt. I can't believe you asked me that on the air, Joe. Why don't you just go ahead and ask me if I'm a thief? Come on, brother.
We'll take that as a
Sometimes I have to check to make sure all the pages are in a magazine. I don't want to deliver something that's real. You know, just all in the way you word things.
Oh, that's great.
Promise me, type in that quote, don't get me scorched, okay? And I want to hear your response.
Got it, buddy. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Kenny. Kenny the mailman. We'll type it during the break and check it out. Connor Orr, who has written a lot about the National Football League for a long time for SI, has 20 candidates to replace Brian Callahan as the Titans head coach.
20?
Yeah. I'll tell you some of them coming up next. Chase and Big Joe live at the Omni, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Live at Omni Nashville Hotel at Barline today. We've got a full house. Lots of people here hanging out and having some lunch, watching us.
Except for one meanie.
Dr. Crane is broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. So Connor Orr with SI has 20 potential candidates.
20?
To replace Brian Callahan as the head coach of the Tennessee Titans.
All right.
So this is going to be football's version of the dating game.
Let's go.
When I read these out. Are we ready, Dr. Crane? Ah, yes. Oh, a little Price is Right. Okay, I like it. Okay. Even better. First up, he is the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs and former head coach of the Chicago Bears. Matt Nagy, come on down. You're the next contestant on the Titans Are Probably Wrong.
All right, good.
What do we think about Matt Nagy?
The more I read about him, the more I like him.
He's Joe's favorite right out of the gate. He's the offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers, former OC for the Titans, and former head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. It's Arthur Smith.
I will help Arthur Smith move from Pittsburgh to Nashville.
Okay.
How much I want Art Smith here. That's how much.
He's the offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders and former head coach of Texas Tech and the Arizona Cardinals, Cliff Kingsbury.
I'm good. I'm good with the guru. Now, if he's an OC here under a head coach, I'm fine, but no.
All right. Now, this one that I'm about to read, I don't think I would hate. I don't think it has a chance of happening.
Okay.
But I don't think I would hate it. He is the head coach at Notre Dame, Marcus Freeman.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
You're not giving a college. Bill Belichick, Lou Holtz, Nick Saban, they very rarely work. And don't give me the Switzer and the Pete Carroll and all that. It doesn't work. It will not work.
Real quick, the Patriots are signing former Titans tight end Thomas Odokoya to their practice squad. Per a source.
They just cut him, right?
Yeah. Next on the list, he is the head coach at Bowling Green State University and Titans legend, Eddie George.
Absolutely not. Not a chance in Hades.
Next up, he is the offensive coordinator for the New York Football Giants and former NFL quarterback, Mike Kafka. I say no, but he's got
one day.
He's got some good reviews.
Yeah, one day, not now.
Next up, he is the former head coach of the Denver Broncos and the current defensive coordinator of the Denver Broncos. And he's having the time of his life. Vance Joseph.
I'm not mad about it.
He's going to get a job.
He's up there, but yeah. I can go. Okay. I'm okay.
He is the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Josh Grizzard,
In the words of C. Montgomery Burns, who?
Another one that has gotten a Joe Dubin vote of confidence. He is a former head coach of the New York Jets and the current defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers, Robert Saleh.
Sala. I like him a lot. Because
I pulled a Kuharsky.
I think he learned with the Jets, the nightmare with Aaron Rodgers. He's a heck of a coach. He wanted to whip Lee and Cohen's ass last week after their football game, which I love. I really think he'd be a good coach.
I would take Robert Saleh. Next up, the offensive coordinator for the Buffalo Bills, who was a key part in the LSU Tigers winning the national championship in 2019, Joe Brady.
No, sir.
Yep.
I'm good.
Pass. The offensive coordinator for the Seattle Seahawks and the son of former Super Bowl winning coach Gary Kubiak, Clint Kubiak.
Absolutely not.
Why not?
No experience. Not really known overall for his creativity and leadership. Pass.
He is the offensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, Adam Stefanovic.
Nope.
Okay.
Moving on.
Going through these.
Right.
The offensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, and I want to say, yes, was also with the Georgia Bulldogs and ran under Kirby Smart, Todd Monken.
Nope. Good coach. Really good coach. Remember, this coach has to be your PR because you're moving into a new stadium.
Yes.
In 2 years. So put that. Look, he's got to be a winner. He's got to be a winner. He's got to know what he's doing. But also at the same time, he's got to be gregarious. He's got to be out there all the time.
Good word. I think it's cute that you think that this hire is actually going to make it to the new stadium based on how things have gone, but whatever. next up, he is the defensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Chargers and also was the defensive coordinator for the national championship winning Michigan Wolverines, Jesse Minter.
Not bad, but I don't want a first-time head coach here. That's me.
I agree, but if they did go that route, I wouldn't hate him. He's got a good rep. This one has a famous last name and is the defensive coordinator of the Los Angeles Rams, Chris Shula.
Is that David's son?
I think so.
David Shula, and our buddy Music City Bets know this, David Shula was one of the worst NFL coaches of all time with the Bengals. Grandpa was great. So I'm conflicted.
Yeah.
I like the name. By the way, when I go to a restaurant out of town, I always use the name Don Shula.
You do. I've witnessed. This is a name that I think the Titans will completely stay away from, but I think he could get a job. He's the former head coach of the Miami Dolphins and current defensive coordinator for the Minnesota Vikings, Brian Flores.
Is he still suing the NFL? Are they still?
I think that's done.
Okay. I don't know. He wasn't very good with the Dolphins. But I'd put him above the others because he's got experience as a head coach.
I think he was better with the Dolphins. He just handled it wrong. So, I don't know. The defensive coordinator of the Jags, Anthony Campanile. I don't want to hire him because I can't say his last name right.
Pass. Move on.
And then he has three that he put together. Davis Webb, Declan Doyle, and Grant Udinski.
No, we're not hiring those guys here in Nashville. What's this guy's name, Connor Orr?
Yeah.
How about Connor Orr not?
Did you come up with that all by yourself?
I did not. I've been working on that for 30 minutes.
That's funny. But, yeah, there you go.
So that's, all right, take all that down. Give me three. I mean, obviously, these are all the coaches that the people look at. Give me three. I mean, Art Smith.
But notice he didn't have Mike McCarthy on that list.
He did not.
Which is interesting.
Maybe are these current coaches? Maybe that's it. Was that something
could
we
be.
I don't know.
Yeah, it could be. I would say from this list, if I gave you my top three, I'd probably go Arthur Smith, Matt Nagy, and Robert Saleh. I'd probably do those.
My exact three as well.
Yeah.
Yep, because they all have got head coaching experience.
Yep.
They all want a second chance, and I think they're all pretty damn good coaches.
I think that, too, Saleh, for instance, knows how to handle poor ownership.
Yeah, right.
And I think that's important.
And he's a defensive guy.
Art knows the Titans.
Uh-huh.
And then – you know, Nagy knows that. I mean,
he knows Borgonzi.
He knows Borgonzi, and I think if you ask the people of Chicago, you know, now ownership has now changed because of, what's her name, Virginia?
Hallis. McCaskey.
McCaskey passed away. But I wouldn't exactly have voted her owner of the year. So, I think.
Well, she's 112, so.
Well, she was, but. Yeah.
I mean, right.
RIP. But,
yes.
But I think all of these guys would know how to handle, you know, a difficult ownership.
Yeah, I just want to know what people think about Art Smith. It's like, well, he was terrible at Atlanta. Yeah, I mean, he was. A lot of these coaches have bad seasons and have bad things starting out. But I think Art learned a lot. He's got a quarterback now. Nobody complained when Art was here 19 and 20. We took over, Matt LaFleur left. He was great. I mean, the calls he made up, everybody, all the players raved about him. They did well. And again, here's the thing that John McClain brought up the other day, which really stands out. He came here in 2011 under Mike Munchak's staff. Nobody, when coaches switched from Munchak to Wisenhunt to Malarkey to Vrabel, every single coach kept Arthur Smith on the staff. What does that tell you? He's so respected that way.
615-737-1025. What do you think about some of these candidates? We've got a lot of texts we'll get to. We'll run through those coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Thursday. And a lot of people weighing in on these coaches. Real quick before we get to them, like, are, you know, coaches that haven't been fired yet that are going to get fired, do any of them intrigue you?
John Harbaugh.
Well, I don't think he's going to get fired.
Well, man, 18 years is a long time in one place.
Look, if John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin become available, absolutely they're at the top of the list. There's no question.
I don't think Mike Tomlin, once he's out, I think he's out.
I agree. I think he'll do like Cowher did. I mean, I think he'd be good at TV, too.
He's been there. This is his this is 19th year in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So I think
he'll be the longest tenured?
Yes.
Or is Harbaugh?
And Harbaugh came in 08.
Yeah.
Okay. So right behind each other.
All right. So, just real quick, some names that could be available. Mike McDaniel, I say no, but if he was the OC,
yeah,
I would do that. Right. Like, if you hire Robert Saleh as the head coach and Mike McDaniel as the offensive coordinator, I'd be okay with it.
All day.
Zach Taylor, no, we just did that. Kevin Stefanski, again, not as the head coach, maybe the OC.
Yeah.
I tell you, if that staff gets fired – if, like, Art comes in, I'm calling Jim Schwartz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you consider Jim Schwartz?
Head coach?
Yeah.
No.
I would.
And I don't think he wants it.
I don't think – but defensive coordinator,
yep.
Yes. Let's see. Some other ones that could be out there. Daboll.
Yes.
As a head coach?
Yes. I like him. I really like him.
I would have said – for a long time, I would say no. But I would hire him as the OC.
He's in trouble now, right, for yelling at the team doctor?
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. So, of course, you like him.
Is that right? Get him out there. But he can't walk. I didn't say get him out there.
Can he play? Coach,
right.
He can't stand up.
So I'm good on that.
I'd consider it. He wouldn't be at the top of my list, but okay. I would consider it. I'd consider him for OC.
All right.
Let's see. Nobody there. Dave Canales.
No, Carolina's stupid. They'll get rid of him. He's a good coach.
And then who'd the Saints just hire? Kellen Moore.
Kellen Moore, no.
OC, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think he's one and done in New Orleans.
Well, he thinks you're one and done.
And then that's really about it,
yep.
Probably, that I think would be
so, all right, so give us – I mean, I'm all in on the three. Art Smith, Matt Nagy, Robert Saleh. I'm in on that. I like Saleh. Defensive guy. So he'll hire offensive people to do that. And he can find a defensive coordinator. So he's not all doing the Callahan thing. And I think he's really good and he'll have a second chance.
But
I like he loves the game. He loves football. The players love him. I just think he'd be really good.
And the thing is, I wouldn't – like if Art Smith came in here and wanted to call plays, I wouldn't completely hate it because he's done it before.
Yeah.
Right, like he's got that experience, and so if he did, you know, again, I'm not.
But maybe he delegates now because he knew what it was.
Right, right.
And look, here's a full disclosure. Last year, I reached out to the Steelers as a joke, and I said I'd like to have Art Smith on.
And we got it.
Tell him that it's Joe Dubin in Nashville. Ha ha ha. And then like an hour later, she said, I talked to Art. He said to tell you hi. He would love to come on. And I was like, and I called you, and I was like, you won't believe this, but we got Arts. And he called, he was great.
We were here.
He was great.
We were at Kitchen Notes.
That's right. And he had the quote about Tannehill.
Yep.
And then we were like,
Because I said, are you as surprised as we are that he's not in a camp right now? And without missing a beat, he goes, nope, but I've also talked to him. And I know where he's at.
And he's good where he's at.
And he's good.
Right?
And he pretty much was telling us, yeah, he's content being retired.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was on with us for like 25 memos.
Yeah.
It took forever. It was great. But I just think, I don't know, I just, he was so good here, and he's a good dude, and players respect him, and they'll play for him. I just think he'd be a great hire.
615-737-1025. Luke wants to weigh in on head coaches. Luke, what's up?
Man, I feel like possibly, man, Titans, the faithful have kind of gotten jaded to the point where they're thinking they're going to get themselves a Mike Tomlin or John Harbaugh or something like that. I just think that if you're going to find a guy like that, it's nearly impossible. I just don't think that you're going to get one of those guys. Like you said, I think they would have retired before they had come to rebuild a franchise. But I did have a question.
Yes.
Would you guys rather get somebody like John Gruden that's like a known issue, you know, in his own way, or would you rather go and risk and do something crazy like try to go get somebody from college, Marcus Freeman, Franklin, somebody like that? You know, what would you guys think about going a different direction than trying to go with these Art Smiths and Nagy's and stuff like that?
So who's your name? Did you say Franklin?
Yeah, say it was Franklin or Marcus Freeman. You know, one of those two trying to come out of there, versus somebody that's on the bench like Gruden or those guys.
I wouldn't touch James Franklin with a 10-foot pole.
Nope.
Because I've seen that before. Marcus Freeman intrigues me. I like him. I think he's a good coach. It's just so hard to have success jumping from college to pro. I know there have been a few examples of it working. Pete Carroll, you know, is probably the biggest one right now. Jimmy Johnson. But I that would be my only concern there.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Luke. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Luke, with the phone call.
You agree? I mean,
yeah, I do. And look, Gruden is really intriguing, but there's still that loss with the NFL. And I think Gruden's living his best life. I know he probably wants to coach, but, I mean, he is so beloved when he does all this stuff now that I think Gruden's best fit is college. And remember, Gruden was an average coach at Tampa. He won the Super Bowl in 2002. You can argue with Tony Dungy's guys, whatever you want to. But after that, I don't think they made the playoffs. After the Super Bowl in 2002, I don't think Gruden made the playoffs again. So, yeah, he's a fun name. So, I don't know. I would say no.
Jeremy in Clarksville says, I think the Titans should hire Lane Kiffin so he can get the L.A. Rams job.
Oh, that's such a good text. Thank you. Oh, my gosh. He totally would do that.
0862 says, Kevin from Cleveland, Stefanski, might not be bad because the ownership is what sucks for him. They've only had one defensive player, not a team.
Yeah, but is he – I mean, I don't know. Look, here's the attraction.
He's one of those that might be a better coach than we think he is.
Here's the attraction. People like Harbaugh or Tomlin, Luke was talking about. You got a brand-new stadium that's opening in a year and a half. You got a quarterback. If you coach him right, pretty damn good. Only way you can go from here is up. And a lot of these coaches like that challenge. So there's a lot to be liking for this job to be a Tennessee Titans head coach.
Robert says, Flores would be a home run, Joe. She should absolutely do it. I think if there wasn't – look, Amy Adams-Strong does what the league tells her to do. The league is going to push back on hiring him. There are going to be people within the league pushing back on hiring him. She's not going to do it.
Would she, to think that I need a real good push, PR, hire Bill Belichick?
Oh, probably.
Because this North Carolina thing is an
abject disaster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, look, if he's either not going to be coaching next year or he'll be in the NFL.
I mean, all eyes would be on this franchise in a different way, see what he could do. I mean, I don't know.
I think the question you have to ask yourself is, how good of a coach is Steve Belichick? Because Steve Belichick would be, I mean, anything he's doing now is to set Steve up.
He has a man bun.
He does. Yeah.
And nobody really raved about him at Washington when he was there.
Nope.
So I think it'd be a bad hire. Just hire Art Smith and we'll get this over with.
We'll continue this discussion and much more coming up next. Steven, hang on the line. 615-737-1025. We're live at the Omni. 1025 the game.